Elise Ali backstage at Bonnaroo 2015 with the Districts. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming by. So have you just arrived on the scene, or have you been able to acclimate yourself to the old Bonnaroo experience?
We got here like late last night, probably around like 6 or 7, and like set up camp. And but yeah, I guess we're acclimating.
All right. So you're camping?
Yeah.
All right. What are your camping neighbors like? Are they cool?
They seem pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't really talked to many of them yet. Oh. Well, Broncho, they're friends of ours. They were around the corner.
Okay.
The campsite. Yeah, so yeah, they're cool.
Uh-huh. And have you been able to see any music yet?
Yeah, what have we seen? The Growlers.
Yeah.
Broncho. What else? Mac DeMarco. Yeah. What else? I feel like there's more than that. That's all I can think of. I mean, that's it.
That's a lot.
But yeah.
Congratulations. That is a
lot.
Thank you. Have you ever been to Bonnaroo before?
No, first time.
Yeah, and this is your first time playing Bonnaroo. This is kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's pretty sweet. Oh, and also congrats on your new record, A Flourish and a Spoil.
Thank you.
Which was just released earlier this year. It's your second full-length album. Were there any valuable lessons that you learned from the first record that you kept in mind for this one?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, kind of just... we prepared ourselves a little more. Like the first one was just like us with a friend making it, and it was just, we kind of just went in with like the bones of a song and just like we're throwing things at it to like make it sound like kind of more, it was more spontaneous, but it was just unplanned. So this one we like had a much more like arranged idea of what we wanted.
Yeah, fully formed.
Yeah.
That's cool. And also, there is a great song on the record, the new one, called Fourth and Roebling, which I understand is where your tour van, your touring van, got stolen, right?
No.
What is the story with Fourth and Roebling and the van?
That one was, so Fourth and Roebling, we have had our van stolen, but Fourth and Roebling was just, we started working on that song a long time ago, and we had like a... some kind of working title, Slayers of Dragons, and that obviously wasn't going to be the final title, but we were parked there in New York at 4th and Roebling, that cross street, and we were like, let's name it that. So that was just kind of random.
Well, here's a random thought. Slayer.
Slayer.
Are they playing this year at Bonnaroo?
They are.
Are you going to go check them out?
Yeah, definitely.
Is it tomorrow?
I'm not sure if it's tonight or tomorrow.
Are you of the mind that Slayer rules?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really listened to him, but I'm excited to see him.
All right, let's get back to the van. Your van was stolen. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to gloss over that. That sucks.
It's all right. It's all right.
So do you have a new van?
No, we got the same one back. Well, the cops found it with all of our stuff gone, but
oh, man.
We got it back, though.
What's your van's name?
There's a few. Commissioner Reginald.
Yeah.
Lady Charlotte's Web. That's my favorite.
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn.
Oh,
Vince Vaughn.
You don't go Vince Vaughn?
No, that's Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn.
Okay. All right. I like that. So just curious, what do you reckon was your first big break as the Districts? Is it right now?
Maybe.
No, it's not
like
right now.
It just kind of like slowly grew into something. We didn't really... I don't think there was a moment where we were like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like little breaks over and over again, kind of. Like, I mean, like when we first started, it was like the first time we played outside of our hometown was like a big break in our minds, you know what I mean? But compared to this, it's like
exactly what I mean. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, what if you would have turned left in Albuquerque instead of right? Then you never would have been a band.
Yeah.
So that first show outside of your hometown was really...
Yeah, I guess that would definitely be like kind of just us starting to push in the direction of not just like playing around our hometown. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that was important. And then obviously all this stuff, like playing festivals is really cool.
Is it blowing your mind?
Yeah.
Is this your first festival that you've played?
No,
we played a couple.
Yeah, we did a few last year and a few this year too. Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on festivals versus regular shows?
I think we all like club shows better than festivals. I guess just, I mean, they're definitely different, but club shows are more like intimate and I guess more fun that way. But But at festivals, you get to like play to a different crowd and new people, which is cool.
Yeah, I feel like they're both kind of. Yeah, I also probably like prefer club shows, but like festivals are still really awesome. Like it's not, like it's just different.
Yeah.
A different vibe. It's cool though.
Yeah. Right. Apples and oranges. Right.
Yeah. Mm.
And
yeah.
If you like fruit, then it's all good.
Exactly.
Exactly. So if you were to put on your own music festival and you are in charge of the lineup, mm-hmm. who are you going to have on there?
Hoobastank and
Timber
Stained.
Tamber. Stained. One good band and two bad.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I would say Timber Tamber would be definitely.
Yeah, just him for 12 hours.
Yeah, just them.
Big fans.
Yeah.
Big fans. All right, pick one dead person to be on the lineup.
Oh. Sparkle Horse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, P. Mark Linkus.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to end on such a bad note, but on a great note, you guys are an amazing band, and you're about to play Bonnaroo, which is, there's tons of fans out there. They're going to clap it up for you. I just know it. Thank you so much, the Districts.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.